From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton spelled out the political stakes in Indiana today. Obama said it could be the tiebreaker of the Democratic race, and Clinton said the state could pick the next president. Well, some things you might not know about Indiana. It is called the Crossroads of America. It has more interstate highways per square mile than any other state. NPR's David Shaper surveyed the Indiana landscape in advance of the May 6th primary.
Indiana is a farm state, right? Lots of corn, soybeans, livestock. Well, yes, but agriculture is not the driving force of the state's economy.
If you want to characterize Indiana relative to the nation, we are a manufacturing state, not a farm state.
That's Don Coffin, economics professor at Indiana University Northwest in Gary, standing in the shadow of the massive U.S. steel plant.
This is sort of the epicenter, really, of what has been the core of the Northwest Indiana economy.
Northwest Indiana still produces tons of steel, more tons today, in fact, than ever before, but the mills do it with fewer workers, about 20,000 compared to a peak of 100,000 in the late 1960s in the Lake Michigan shoreline cities of Gary, Hammond, Whiting, and East Chicago.
Lakefront cities have been extremely hard hit. They've been in decline for 30 or 40 years all across the lakefront.
This voting bloc has lost about 40% of its population since 1970, Coffin says. But it still matters to Democrats, which is why Senator Clinton is meeting with steel workers in Gary tonight. Something else you might not have known, Indiana is the number two automaking state historically, second only to neighboring Michigan. The state is dotted with factory towns such as Kokomo and Anderson, where Obama is campaigning today. These and others like Fort Wayne, Muncie, and South Bend have been bleeding jobs for a generation.
People are worried. People are struggling. They really are. Two-income households, it doesn't really matter at this point.
Gina Morris of Indianapolis. She works for a Medicaid provider.
I know some people lost their jobs. It's hard to find a job.
One thing everyone knows about Indiana, it's a red state, right? Right, in presidential elections at least. A Democrat has carried the state just once in the last 50 years. But Indiana often elects Democratic governors, 20 years straight up until 2004. And Democratic Senator Evan Bayh won his last re-election with nearly two-thirds of the vote. Democrats control the Indiana House and now hold five of the state's nine seats in Congress. Why doesn't that translate to presidential candidates?
The Democratic Party in Indiana is a conservative party, really.
Margaret Ferguson teaches political science at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis.
But being a Democrat in Indiana is not the same thing as being a Democrat in New York or Vermont.
Right now, all of that would seem to benefit Senator Clinton, who has done best in states with lots of older, white, blue-collar voters who don't live in major metropolitan areas. But remember, Indiana is also next door to Senator Obama's home state. In fact, his home on Chicago's south side is just a couple of miles from the Indiana state line. Professor Ferguson.
People who live up there get almost all their news from Chicago, all their television. They're in that market.
Obama can also count on African-American voters in Gary and Indianapolis.
It's going to be off the hook here on Election Day.
Amos Brown hosts an afternoon talk show on Indianapolis radio station WTLC.
When I hit the air at 1 o'clock and start talking about the presidential race, the phones light up like a Christmas tree.
Brown says his audience and voters across the state are enjoying their rare moment in the national political spotlight. Voter registration is up 160,000 for this primary, and turnout could set a record. The latest Indiana polls show the Clinton-Obama race is a statistical dead heat. David Shaper, NPR News, Indianapolis.